This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kearney High School as the Bearcats continue to host Lincoln Southeast. And the ladies had a tough go of it, but they did hold on to win against Lincoln Southeast 48-43. The boys, maybe a little bit harder for them to hold serve in this one as Lincoln Southeast comes in with one of the best basketball teams in the state. They've been consistently rated in the top three. They did lose to Omaha Bryan last week, so they fell a little bit in the ratings. But really, Lincoln Southeast is on the short list of teams that would be considered favorites to win the Class A state basketball title. They come in with a record of 11-2. And for Southeast, they have lost two of their last three games. They lost at Fremont last week, 2 weeks ago, rather. They lost at Omaha Bryan last week, and now they travel here to Kearney. And that's always a long trip for those Lincoln schools who aren't really used to traveling this far west. And again, they play in a very loud gymnasium. Very good crowd here tonight for Kearney High. Bearcats hoping that some home cooking will help them pull off what would be considered to be an upset. The Bearcats good enough in this one to do what the ladies did. They are coming in with a record of 7-4, but unfortunately for Kearney High, they're on a little bit of a schneid here. They've lost two in a row after losing to Lincoln Northeast and Millard North. In fact, the Bearcats have lost three of their last four games, and as a result, have kind of fallen down a little bit in those wild card points and all that other stuff. But you know, a lot of that can be fixed here tonight if they can hold on to the basketball, keep this game kind of a lower scoring game. We talked with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach at halftime of the girls' game. He said the key really for Kearney High is to keep this game in a game that's played in the 40s, maybe the 50s. If it's a game where the final score is in the 70s or 80s, that definitely would favor Lincoln Southeast. They're a team that really wants to pressure the ball, use the whole court, a little bit more of a run-and-gun style. And obviously for Kearney High, their defense is predicated on their two post players, as Tyler Shields is averaging about 20.5 points a ball game, and Zach Albrecht, also a post player, is averaging right at 10 points. So between those two players, they're averaging 30 of the 55 points that they average per game. So most of those points coming from in the paint, or at least players that maybe not in the paint, but rather are predominantly in the paint. In any event, if the post players for Kearney High, they need to have a good night tonight for Kearney High to be able to pull off the upset. And again, I agree with the coach. Yeah, we need to keep this game a low-scoring affair. They cannot afford to play an up-tempo game with Lincoln Southeast. So we'll see what the Bearcats can do. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back with the starting lineups for both Kearney High and Lincoln Southeast. We'll do that as we continue our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Back with the starters after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. Starters being announced here for both Lincoln Southeast and Kearney High. Let's give you the starters here for the night. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 11-2 on the year. Their starters look like this. Jake Salomons is a senior. He's 6 foot tall. He'll play guard. Darius Vick, his third year of starting, but he's only a junior. He's 6'2". And Derek Schaus, a junior, 6'1". He'll play guard. J.D. Jurgensen, a senior at 6'4", will play forward. And Eric Jackson, a senior, also a forward, he is at 6'3". So again, it'll be Salmons, Vick, Schaus, Jurgensen, and Jackson here for Lincoln Southeast. Now for Kearney High, the Bearcats starters look like this. Trey Nygren, a 6 foot tall senior, averaging 5.5 points and about 2.5 rebounds a game, will start alongside Chris Brown. Brown averaging 6 points and one rebound a game. Brown, a 6'2 senior. Zach Maloli, 6'1 junior. Maloli averaging 4 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Zach Albrecht, the senior, 6'3. Albrecht is averaging 10.5 points, 7 rebounds a game. And Tyler Shields, the 6'4 junior. Shields is averaging right at 20.5 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Truly cares about what's in it for you. Lincoln Southeast has already broken the huddle. They're in their road black uniforms, the old gold numbers, a little bit of white trim on there as well, an old gold piping on the side, the team logo, the shield, if you will, the coat of arms that the Knights use as their school logo. Bearcats, of course, in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers trim and the bear paw on the right and left legs here for Kearney High. Getting set and ready to go. Jumping center, Tyler Shields. Shields will go against J.D. Jurgensen, and we're ready to go here at Kearney High, and the tip's going to be controlled by the Bearcats. Kearney High, first possession. Quickly, dump it up right side for Maloli. Maloli kicks it back around the perimeter to Nygren. Nygren quickly has the pass tip, gets the ball over to Shields. Shields has the ball knocked away, but he was the last to touch it. Actually tipped by Derek Schaus, and then going for the loose ball was Maloli, and Kearney High turns the ball over. That's exactly what Lincoln Southeast wants to do, and Kearney High can't let happen. Entry pass is knocked away, and on the run here is Maloli. Maloli, quick pass off the fingertips of who? It was tipped originally by Salmon, and then off the hands of Kearney High. And again, Scott Steinbrook told us halftime of the girls' game, he wants to kind of play a slower tempo style of game. That has not been shown here early on. A couple of Kearney High turnovers to go with one here for Lincoln Southeast. Knights have the basketball as Salmons has it off on the right side. Entry pass down low. Athletic shot by Darius Vick. And Vick hits the shot. It's the final. Kennesaw wins, and we'll check that for you here in a little bit as Vick makes the steal, dumps it in underneath. The shot is up and good for Jurgensen. So Vick helps force the turnover. And in Kearney High, a couple of turnovers, down by four. It was 31-25 Kennesaw over Franklin in girls basketball. That game on our sister station. And again, swiping at the ball is Vic. Vic comes up with it. Vic will drive the baseline, and there's a foul. And that is exactly what Kearney High could not have happen. And that's getting Darius Vic in a rhythm, getting going here a little bit. The foul whistled on Nygren as Kearney High has turned the ball over four times in the first minute and 15 seconds here of the game. On the left side, Jurgensen has it. He'll drive up against Albrecht. Jurgensen has to kick it out. But open there is Jackson. Jackson's three will not fall. And the loose ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Cats. So Kearney High right now has to weather the storm a little bit. They are being outplayed and outplayed dramatically here by Lincoln Southeast. And they have a wide-open inbounds play. On the back door, J.D. Jurgensen lays it up and in. 6-0 run to start the game here. That allows the Knights to put pressure on the inbounds. And with the basketball is Albrecht. Albrecht, 10-second count going on. And a quick timeout here by Scott Steinbrook. He wasn't sure they were going to get across the timeline in time. He calls a timeout. He needs to right the ship here a little bit. 6-13 to go here, first quarter. It's been all Lincoln Southeast. They lead it 6-0. We'll take a real quick break. We're back after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Is up and good, and Kearney High finally on the board here. They're trailing it now 6-2 as Southeast now brings it into the offensive zone. They shut off the defense. Jackson looking to hand the ball off. He'll get the ball off for Darius Vic, and Vic will give it off on the right wing here for Jurgensen. Jurgensen kicks out. Now they get it right back into the hands of Schaus. Schaus, long pass. Somehow he lost the handle as he was throwing it up there. That wasn't even close to the target. That'll be an unforced error here against Lincoln Southeast. They haven't made too many mistakes, but that was one of them. 5:33 to go here in the first quarter, 6-2. And again, that Knight pressure on the basketball. Trey Nygren has it, dribbles through that pressure, brings in the offensive zone, pass inside, shot up, and good. Backdoor cut there by Tyler Shields, and Shields lays it up and in. He flashed in at just the right time, and four straight points here for Kearney High. Has the fans back in it, and it's a two-point ball game. Here's Darius Vic. Quick three. Hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Vic has five in the game. And a five-point Lincoln Southeast lead. That allows him to put the pressure on. With the ball is Albrecht. Albrecht, long pass. Dangerous one, and intercepting it is Schaus. Schaus up ahead to Vic. Vic, quick three. Good! Boy, they can just hit you quick. Eight-point lead here for Southeast. Kearney High can run the baseline. They don't. They get the ball into the hands of Nygren. Nygren in trouble. Bad pass. Intercepted by Schaus. Schaus will drive. High off last. And another timeout. Kearney High as the shot falls in after the steal for Derek Schaus. Six turnovers on the Cats. They are down by 10 about 3.5 minutes into the game. Timeout Cats. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, we talked with Scott Steinbrook at halftime of the girls' game. He said he wanted to have the game played in the 40s, maybe the 50s. Well, right now, Lincoln Southeast is on pace to play this game in the 100s. And that obviously is not something that the Bearcats can withstand here. They are down by 10, 14-4, with 4:35 to go. Bearcats forced to call a timeout here in the first quarter. And they need to figure something out and figure out something real quick. And again, they can run the baseline here on the inbounds. Nygren is actually going to inbound it. Albrecht sets a little bit of a screen, and Albrecht comes off that screen, gets the inbound, and he'll get the ball back to Nygren. Nygren, nice job keeping the ball in the middle of the court, brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Shields on the baseline, and he is fouled driving to the line, to the basket, well before the shot. You could hear the whistle well before he picked up the ball. Jurgensen is going to be whistled for the foul. Jurgensen has 4 points now and one foul as Nygren will inbound it. And they lob it in. Tracking down that ball is Albrecht. Albrecht throws it in the corner. Here's a long jumper by Shields, bouncing around and no good. The three-pointer will not fall, and the rebound ripped down there by Eric Jackson. Jackson up ahead for Salmon. And Salmon's will give it to Darius Vick, and Vick will direct traffic here a little bit. The Knights are up by 10, 14-13. We're exactly midway through. Backdoor cut, shot up, no good for Darius Vick here in quarter number one. Running with the rebound is Nygren. Nygren up ahead, shot up, won't fall for Shields. Shields had it back momentarily, then had it knocked away, but it was last touched by him and out of bounds. Southeast just harasses everything you do. There's nothing easy out there. Shields drove in really well to the basket with the ball, but had to readjust his shot because two different defenders went in front of him. Vick will throw it to Shouse. Shouse took his eyes off the ball and went out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on Southeast. And the Bearcats, after falling behind 6-0, cut the lead down to 2. But since then, it's been Lincoln Southeast has pushed that lead back out to 10. And we're going to have a little hold whistle on Darius Vick. He's so quick, he moves those hands so quick, I'm not so sure the referee actually saw it. He does a pretty good job of mirroring the ball, but that time he got a little bit of the arm of Trey Nygren. That'll be his first foul. And honestly, Kearney High would love to get Darius Vick in foul trouble. Vick has 8 points here with 3:40 to go first quarter. 14-4. And a long inbounds pass for Tyler Shields. He'll bring the offensive zone, take it all the way off glass. It's no good. He's fouled. And he'll head to the line. Shields, not your traditional post player. Yeah, he'll post up on you, but he also is probably a little bit stronger on the baseline, a little bit further out. He can shoot. He can drive. He's not just going to back in on you and play shack ball. He'll go to the free throw line. First of two free throws is up and good. He's got 3 points in the game. And another thing, you foul him, a pretty good free throw shooter. He's averaging right at 60, about two-thirds, right at 67% on the season. Misses the second. And Vick comes up with a rebound, kicks it out. Here's going to be a three, no good for Jorgensen. And Kearney High tracks down the rebound. Albrecht gives to Nygren. Nygren, right wing, gets the ball off to Nate Stevens, who checked in during the last stoppage. They give it to Nygren. Nygren, they open for three. Thought he was going to shoot it, but instead it's going to be Shields. Shields three will not fall, and the rebound's ripped out of there by Charleston. Charleston will kick the ball off left wing here for Jurgensen. Jurgensen now will drive in traffic, and he hits a little floater. He's got six in the game. So J.D. Jurgensen and Darius Vick doing the damage here for Lincoln Southeast. And again, the Knights will put pressure on the ball. Shields has it in the offensive zone. Bounce pass, driving up is going to be Stevens, and Stevens will score. Great fly to the rack there by the sophomore Nate Stevens, and now here's Darius Vick up high. Doesn't slam it in, but he was up high enough to do it. He lays it up and in. He just flew in there, got the pass up high, and in a blink of an eye, covered the distance, and makes it an 11-point Southeast lead. Bearcats on the run, up ahead. Tyler Shields, great body control. He now has five in the game, and the Bearcats cut the lead down to single digits. Salmon has the basketball off of the screen. Kicks right wing for Darius Vick. Vick gives it for Jurgensen. Jurgensen drives, falls, and he is knocked to the turf by a foul by Kearney High. And that'll be on Trey Nygren, his second personal foul. 2:10 to go here. First quarter, 18-9, Kearney High. They've called two timeouts here in the early stages trying to straighten things out, so they really can't call timeout here anymore this quarter. Charlton will inbound it underneath their own basket. He gets it on the baseline for Sheets, who checked in. His jumper no good, and the rebound is ripped down there by Tyler Shields. Shields will bring the offensive zone himself, give the ball over to Albrecht. Back to Stevens, and now Trey Nygren will set up the offense with less than 2 minutes to go here, first quarter. Picking it up, going to be Nygren. Backing in at the high post is going to be Shields, and Shields will just hand the ball off now for Albrecht. Albrecht, top of the circle, still has his dribble. Couple of Knights run into each other, so he puts up a jumper. It's no good. And then we have a foul on the rebound. Up high, snagging the bound was Brandon Landanger, and Danger snags the bound and is fouled from behind. That'll be on Derek Sammons. That'll be Sammons' first. Four fouls now whistled against Lincoln Southeast compared to two on Kearney High. And again, that style of defense Southeast plays. They will commit more fouls more times than not against their opponents, but they also come up with more points off of those, off that aggressive play. Now Landanger gets the inbound, kicks it out for Albrecht. Albrecht now will hand it off for Stevens. They screen for Stevens. He'll drive on the left side, decides not to shoot, gives it back. Now Stevens has it again, gives it to Albrecht. Albrecht back to Stevens. Stevens now is open and hits the three. They wanted him to get the ball to Stevens, but they wanted him to have his feet underneath him, and they finally got it done, and he drains a big three-pointer. Nice shot there by Nate Stevens. Driving the lane is Eric Jackson, and Jackson, a little trail drive, lays it up and in. 8-point lead for Southeast. They answer right back. Stevens brings it in the offensive zone and gives it to Albrecht. Seems like Kearney High really has to work for a good shot. Southeast just makes it happen quickly. Stevens has it off of the screen, gives it left side for Albrecht. Albrecht, well behind the three-point arc. They kind of dare him to shoot it. Lost the ball, got it back. Now drives, hits it off glass. Zach Albrecht's first points of the night. Cut the lead down to six. Bearcats doing a nice job of cutting down an 11-point deficit down to six if they can come up with a stop here. They'd have a little bit of momentum. Sheets and Vic playing a little catch, and you might hear the Rowdies trying to extol this Bearcat defense. 22 seconds to go before halftime. Chalice has the dribble, gives it over on the right side for Vic. He throws it in the lane for Jackson. Jackson high up blast, no good. Rebound ripped out there by Tyler Shields. 10 seconds left as the Bearcats have it. On the dribble, going to be Stevens. Gives it to Landanger, right side. Pass tip, stolen away. Here comes Southeast on the run. Driving is going to be Jackson, and Jackson fouled well before he put up a shot. He was fouled top of the key by Zach Albrecht. It's both a good and bad foul. It basically prevents Southeast from laying it up, but it does give Zach Albrecht, one of your better players, a foul here with 1.2 to go in the first quarter. Probably overall, I'd say that's a pretty good foul by Zach Albrecht. Comes at a price, of course. Charlton to inbound it at the end of the Kearney High bench, and here's an NBA three by Sheets. He draws iron, no good. Didn't have much time to do anything with it. So Kearney High probably content being down by only six. They trailed by as many as 11, and it is Lincoln Southeast 20, Kearney High 14. Quarter number two right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, Lincoln Southeast will have an opportunity to extend their lead here. They lead it 20-14 to start the second quarter. They do have possession of the basketball to start the quarter here. Inbound the ball to Jake Sammons. Sammons gives it top of the circle for Eric Jackson. Kearney High going man-to-man. And right now, Ethan Epley putting a little pressure on. driving is Sammons. Sammons kicks it out. Here's a three by Jorgensen, and Jorgensen hits it. J.D. Jorgensen now with 9 points in the game and a 9-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Dribbling across the timeline is Stevens, and Stevens has his pocket picked by Darius Vick. Vick comes up with a steal. Dribbles, kicks in the corner. Here's an open three by Sammons, and Sammons rattles in the three. Couple of threes here in the early stages for Lincoln Southeast, and they push the lead out to an even dozen. So a 12-point Lincoln Southeast lead here early in quarter number two, and a little reach foul on Southeast. Jake Sammons going for the ball as he was passed to Brandon Landanger, and he's whistled for his second personal, and that's now five as a team against Southeast. I say maybe could help Kearney High would be hitting some free throws if we get to that point. But right now, Southeast with a lead of a dozen, and we've got a lot of basketball to go here. Kearney High's got to get things going, well, really both offensively and defensively. Too many easy looks here for Lincoln Southeast, as well as not handling the ball very well. Entry pass in for Albrecht. Albrecht in trouble in the lane, has to shoot. Landanger with the offensive rebound, gets the bucket and the foul. Brandon Landanger pulled down the rebound and went right back up with it. And Danger doesn't score a lot of points, but those are a couple of big ones right there. If he hits the free throw here, that will make a three-point play and make a nine-point game. The foul on Juergens is his second. That gets him in a little bit of foul trouble. Not terrible just yet, but two fouls. With 6:54 to go here, second quarter, he's got to come out of the ballgame. So one of the best offensive players here for Southeast sitting on the bench. Free throw is no good, and then a reach over the back by Ethan Epley on the rebound. So that'll be now five team fouls on the Cats. That's the first on Epley. So right now, Kearney High trying to do a little zone trap here and see if Southeast makes any mistakes. They don't. They get it across, no problem. Vick opened momentarily for the three, forced it maybe just a little bit. Nate Stevens pulls down the rebound. And here come the Cats. On the left side, Landanger. Landanger stepped on the sideline over there with the pressure in his face by Grant Tesmer. So Tesmer forces the turnover here for Southeast. And again, I've got Kearney High with seven turnovers here in the game. 6.5 to go, second quarter, 26-16. Southeast has both the lead and the ball. Vick with the dribble. Kicks left side for Schaus. Around the perimeter they go. Right side, Tesmer has it. Coming across is going to be Darius Vick. Tesmer doesn't pass to him, gives it instead to Jackson. Jackson's going to spin in the lane. A little jump stop, kicks it out. Long deuce, and the shot is up and good. Tesmer wanted to shoot the three, meant to shoot the three, but it creeped forward just a little bit there and had his toe on the line. Dozen lead here for Lincoln Southeast. They've led by 12 a couple of times. Right wing, Albrecht has it. Off the screen, here's Nate Stevens. Long three, no good. And the rebound to Darius Vick. And Vick kicks it for Schaus. Schaus fakes the three, drives, puts up a floater. It's an air ball, and rebounded by Albrecht. Albrecht gives it ahead to Stevens. 5.5 to go before halftime. Landanger has it left side. Right now, Southeast going man-to-man. Right wing, Albrecht. Looking inside for Epley. Epley now gets it at the elbow. Kicks the ball right back out for Albrecht. Albrecht will drive, dish, open his Landanger for three, and he hits the three. Brandon Landanger has 5 points in the quarter, and that makes it a 9-point game once again. Darius Vick, left wing for Jackson. Back to Schaus, back to Vick. Well behind the three-point arc, Vick gets it. He's kind of at the volleyball spiking line as he now gets the ball out for Jackson. Jackson kicks in the corner for Tesmer, and now Darius Vick's going to direct traffic with 4:45 to go here, second quarter. 28-19, Southeast with the lead and the basketball. They've got the rock in the hands of Sheets. Sheets has the top of the key, man-to-man for Kearney High. Quick jumper, not a good look there by Eric Jackson, but the rebound's tipped out to Vick. Vick has it, dumps it to Sheets on the baseline, and that one is a good look by Sheets as he drains the shot. And an 11-point lead once again here for Southeast. Again, We'll have high school basketball doubleheader for you tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow early evening, as Gothenburg comes to town to take on Kearney Catholic. Little post move down low, shot by Albrecht, no good. Trying to save the ball as it's tipped around is Darius Vick. He's athletic, but not athletic enough to hold on to the ball before it goes out of bounds, and so it will be Kearney High basketball on the baseline. A rebound fought for down there. He just couldn't get his mitts on it. Trey Nygren checks back into the game. He's going to inbound it here. And Nygren gets it off the screen into the hands of Chris Brown. Brown now helps work left wing for Albrecht. Albrecht pass tipped around, and Darius Vick just runs everybody for it. Actually, it was tipped out of bounds off of who? Last touch by Vick. Hustling down court was Zach Maroli to make sure that Vick couldn't get to it, and he just got enough of the ball that Vick couldn't, and it went off of Vick's hands and out of bounds. So Kearney High will maintain the possession. They got to go the length of the court with the ball. Now they make the bounce pass right side for Maroli. Maroli double team, gets it to Nygren. Nygren kicks it out. Here's a long jumper by Albrecht. No good from the top of the key. Rebound taken out by Jackson, and the Knights are on the run. They'll slow it down here a little bit. Schaus has it now right wing. It's in the hands of Tesmer. Tesmer, a little ball fake as Kearney High is going man-to-man here with 3:25 to go. Schaus has it. Entry pass on the baseline. Now driving is Sheets. Sheets will float her up and good. Nice job dribbling with that left hand and floating up in the lane with a little bunny hook, and it's a 13-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Oh, bunny hook rattled around the rim and goes in. Kearney High down by 13. Nygren has it behind the three-point arc. Darius Vick has a hand in his face. Gives the ball to Shields. Shields trying to lob it down low. It's knocked out of bounds, and I think last touch by Southeast. Yes, it is. Derek Schaus pulling on his jersey a little bit, saying I could use a little breather. Jeff Smith looking down the end of his bench, but he hasn't made any substitutions yet with 2:56 to go. Now, coming into the game for Southeast is going to be Cody Charlton, and Charlton is going to come in for Schaus. Southeast works hard. If I ran as hard as those kids did, I'd be in a coma is what I'd be. Very athletic, very aggressive defense. Kearney High right now isn't handling the pressure as well as they'd like to. Nygren will inbound. They get the ball into the hands of Maroli. Maroli kicks it back out to Nygren, and Nygren walked with it. Yeah, couldn't quite make up his mind if he wanted to shoot or pass. And, well, when you do a combination of the two, sometimes you have trouble with your feet, and that's what happened to Kearney High there. Turnover against the Bearcats, who are down by 13 with 2:52 to go here, second quarter. 32-19. Southeast looking to extend their lead, and on that far side, Tesmer had it. Slid a little bit, but I don't think he traveled. I think the refs got it right by not calling a travel there. With it is Vick. Vick has it knocked down. Jumping on the ball there is going to be Maroli, and that's going to be a jump ball, or is going to be a hold. It's going to be a foul on Darius Vick. Vick's going to pick up his second foul. And Jeff Smith, head coach of Lincoln Southeast, looking at the officials, kind of like my mother looked at me many a time. He's looking for an explanation. I never could give my mom a good explanation, but I think the official is doing an okay job here. In any event, a couple of calls kind of went Kearney High's way there. The foul will send Maroli to the line for a 1-1. So Maroli from the free throw line, back the iron, no good. Tipped a little bit there by Shields, but it is rebounded by Southeast. Now in lane, spinning is Charlton. And Charlton, nice athletic move as he hits the shot there. Wow, this is an athletic basketball team. You can see why so many people think they are a contender to win state. Right side, Shields has a backdoor cut, driving is Brown, and Southeast quick enough to seal that passing lane. They couldn't make the steal, but the ball goes out of bounds, so they're at least able to knock the ball away from Kearney High. That was a good-looking play. Kearney High did a nice job right there, and it still doesn't work out for him. The inbounds goes to Albrecht. Albrecht kicks right wing with the ball to Shields. Shields' jumper will not fall. Rebound taken out of there by Southeast. On the run is going to be Schaus, who checked in after that whistle. He kicks in the left corner for Charlton. Charlton for three. Back the iron, no good. Rebound taken out by Jackson. Jackson throws it down low. Shot won't fall again. Fighting for the rebound is Charlton, but it is in the hands of Nygren. Nygren kicks in the corner for Brown. Brown double team, gives it back to Nygren. Minute 40 to go here. Pass knocked away. Tesmer tries to come up with a loose ball, but instead Carney High's got it. Brown will hand the ball off for Maloli. Maloli, top of the circle with the dribble, backing up is Nygren. And driving and losing the ball is Zach Maloli. Carney High right now playing a little faster than they want to because Lincoln Southeast putting so much pressure on the ball. Taylor Doggett and Ryan Severs checking into the game here for Lincoln Southeast for the first time tonight. Checking in for the Cats as well as Ethan Epley. Epley's out there with Albrecht and Shields. Zach Maloli is right now, they're set up in a 1-3-1 defense. Nate Stevens up top on the 1-3-1. And with the dribble here is going to be Jackson. Jackson helps kicking in the corner for Severs. Severs in trouble. Somehow finds Jackson. Jackson drives the lane and a charge there defensively for Carney High was Tyler Shields. He stepped up ahead and made the defensive play to get the player control foul. This is the same officiating crew that did the girls game, and there was a couple of charges in that game very similar to that one right there. So they've been consistent in the two games. With the drive here is Shields. Shields, reverse layup, great looking shot, except it doesn't fall. Rebound being fought for, tracking it down is Zach Maloli. Can't come up with it though. Doggett is able to come down with it, but it was Maloli who was doggedly going after the ball. Passed down low by Jackson. Jackson somehow gets the backdoor cutter, and it goes over to Sheets, and Sheets hits the shot. He's got six in the game, and a 17-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. And a pretty good-sized crowd here at Carney High is pretty quiet. With the basketball, Albrecht. Albrecht has the ball knocked loose. Doggett going after the ball, rolling out of bounds. Carney High tries to maintain it. Can't come up with it. Jackson comes up with the ball, and then we're going to have a little foul before the shot whistled on Nate Stevens. And Southeast coming up with every loose ball and making a lot of balls loose. 36-19. And you know what? I don't think Carney High is playing too bad. Southeast very, very solid here. Johnson, backdoor cut with Sheets. That one was a little easy. That bucket was a little soft as Jeff Sheets was all alone on the inbounds. Right now, Southeast has doubled up Carney High. 38-19. 6 seconds left. Kick into the corner for Shields. Shields will fire the three. Back the iron and no good. Coming up with it is going to be Jackson. He shoots a three-quarter court shot. It is off the mark. And we head to the locker room. Carney High scores only 5 points in that second quarter. And they trail here at halftime 38-19 as Lincoln Southeast right now with a huge lead over the Bearcats. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And we'll try to talk with Carney High head girls coach Jason Boyd. Well, anyway you slice it, we're going to be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking, we're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are trailing here in boys basketball 38-19 here at intermission. And now to talk about the girls game where the Lady Cats picked up a 48-43 win over Lincoln Southeast is Kearney High head girls basketball coach Jason Boyd, and started getting a little hairy there. He built a nice little lead, but Southeast, they keep scrapping and they came right back at you.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely picked up their pressure. They were zoning most of the game, so we weren't seeing a lot of pressure early, but, you know, they picked that up, and we didn't really take care of the ball too well. We did a lot of, I think, things that are uncharacteristic for us. When we talked about the girls, that's the frustrating thing, just not to finish the win. You know, at Miller North, we probably played our best second half of the season against a really good defensive pressure team, and we didn't turn it over fourth quarter. We executed, got layups, and then this game was kind of a little bit different that way, but it was nice to have a big enough lead we could hold on.
Yeah, one thing you kind of mentioned, they played that zone for quite a bit. Seemed like with that zone, you guys really were very patient, and you guys really kind of set the tempo. Not that you were really trying to slow down the game or anything like that, but when they were in their zone, I don't think you guys took very many, if any, bad shots at all.
Right, we didn't take many bad shots. We really weren't. We really weren't shooting a high percentage, but we weren't taking many bad shots. We shot some, you know, maybe a little too many threes at times, but we were patient with it, so it's hard to be upset with it. We just weren't getting threes to fall most of the game, so we're trying to get stuff inside, and it was just tough, and they're pretty aggressive in their zone, and they play it pretty well because that's what they play all the time.
You know, they did a pretty good job for a while, it seemed like, of kind of slowing down Nicole, but really then you end up at the end of the game, and you look at things, she still finished with 22 points on the night.
Yeah, Nicole's kind of gotten that point that she can score quite 22. Kind of nice.
Yeah, that seems like an oxymoron, but again, a lot of it was shooting free throws down the stretch. I think that was very key for you guys. And again, she had a big three-pointer to start the second quarter. Then she had a three-pointer kind of last minute or so of the second quarter. And one other thing I kind of noticed, it seemed like at the end of every single quarter, with the exception of the fourth, the first three quarters, you guys were able to get the last shot and kind of got some momentum going into the locker room, going into the second quarter. That I thought those were pretty key moments right there.
Oh, yeah, I think we were on a little run at the end of the second quarter, and I can't remember where we hit a shot on our second-to-last possession, and then I think our last possession.
I think it was Nickel that scored.
And then Shelby, yeah. I think, scored inside off of an out-of-bounds.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was, yeah.
And, yeah, and so that... Yeah, I mean, that was big because we were down, I think, and then, you know, with maybe a few minutes to go in the second quarter, and then we went on a little run, and we're up, I think, what, five or so at the half.
Ended up being up by five at the half, and again, that momentum, I think, kind of gets, I just seemed like they were a lot more confident after that point, because really, they built that lead in that third quarter and just kind of were able to extend it.
Right, and, you know, I mean, we were struggling a little bit against the zone. I know we were patient, but we weren't really shooting it that well, and you know, I mean, I think you got to give them credit because... I think more teams, you know, we haven't got zoned a lot, but when we have, we've struggled a little bit. And it's good for us to see it now, and we'll probably see it tomorrow night against Fremont, so hopefully we can work on some things and get a little bit better at attacking it.
let's talk a little bit about Fremont. We can kind of look ahead here a little bit. That's always a long trip. It's kind of a long day to do all that stuff. What are you going to face tomorrow when you get to Fremont?
Well, I think their coach does a really good job with him. He always plays really hard. They have a couple injuries. It seems like they have a lot of bad luck. They have injuries the last few years when we played them, and so they're a little limited offensively. But they compete. They play with teams. They're not getting beat bad. I mean, they play with teams, and they always compete and play hard. And we've struggled with them in the past. We don't beat them by a lot. When we beat them, it's usually a 5 to 10 point game, and we usually struggle. And he scouts us well, and makes it a tough game for us.
It's one of those things, you look at a team that's 3-9, but, there's no gimmies in Class A, especially when you travel on the road like that. So you still have to show up and get things done.
I think this year more than ever there is so much parity in Class A. I mean, every game we're playing, it looks like a tough game for us, and we know that if we don't play well, we're in trouble. 3-9 Fremont is it's only three wins, but they're still a team that'll compete and play it. Tough, I think. And then any team we play, though, they look at our schedule this year. We haven't won many games by many points. I mean, every game we're playing, we got to play well. And sometimes we've gotten by with not playing our best, especially for parts of games, and still pulling it out. And that's part of having a senior-dominated team, I think.
Well, and again, I'd point out that your point guard hit 5 free throws in that fourth quarter. Hit 5 out of 7 free throws. May not be perfect, but that's pretty good. That's getting the job done when you need it. And again,
yeah,
I don't think there was hardly any turnovers either.
We had a couple when they were coming back a little bit when we threw the ball up top. They had a couple, but I think, yeah, Nicole, we were having a hard time even running our press breaker, and sometimes it was get the ball to Nicole and get out of the way. She cleared it and made Coach look pretty smart, which, it's kind of nice to have. It's something we're going to obviously miss in a year, but thank God we have her the rest of this year still.
Well, enjoy it while you got her, and then we can watch her when she plays over UNK.
All right,
Jason, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
All right, Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach, 48-43. The girls win. The boys are in a little trouble against Southeast. They're trailing at 38-19 at the break. We'll be back with more of the numbers when we continue the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Doctors Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we're back here at Kearney High. Let's wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report by taking a look at the numbers. Leading the way for Lincoln Southeast with Darius Vick. He's got 10 points here at the break, 9 for J.G. Jurgensen. Off the bench, Jeff Sheets has 8 points as well. After that, Jake Salmon hit a three-pointer. He's got 3. Cody Charlton has 2. Grant Tesmer has 2. Derek Schaus has 2. And 2 points for Eric Jackson. They led after one quarter, 20-14, and they dominated that second quarter to lead it 38-19 here at intermission. For Kearney High, unfortunately not going to take too much time to go through their scoring. Brandon Landandre off the bench has 5 points. Nate Stevens off the bench has 5. Tyler Shields has 5. Then after that, Zach Maloli with 2 and Zach Albrecht with 2. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Brilliant inbounds play here to start the second half for Kearney High. They dump it in underneath. Tyler Shields hits the bucket. He's got 7 points in the game, and Kearney High cuts their deficit down to 17. Darius Vick with the dribble. Carney High going man-to-man. Brandon Landanger starting the second half here. Why not? He played very well in the first. Rebound tipped around off the miss. Schaus comes up with it, and then the charge. Driving through is J.D. Jurgensen, and stepping in front of it is Albrecht. Jeff Smith is not happy, but that's a good call. That one was a good call. So Sheets is going to check in here because Jurgensen has just picked up his third personal foul. That was a great defensive play there by Zach Albrecht to step in there and take the charge. Shields off the inbounds will drive, kicks it back out. Here's Nygren for three. Trey can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Gets the bucket and the foul. Zach Albrecht with the rebound and the bucket. And a nice 4-0 run here for Kearney High to start the second half. And we'll see if they can add on to it. They're in a deep hole. And right now you just kind of say, let's win the quarter and just kind of take it from there. The free throw is no good. Pretty good battle for the rebound, but Southeast comes away with it. Jackson will outlet after snagging the bound. Gets it to Sammons. Kick back out for Sammons after he gave it away momentarily. And right now they're passing around the perimeter. Schaus picked up defensively. Kicks right side for Sammons. Sammons is picked up as they enter it inside. A little ball trouble there for Sheets. Sheets saves it after he makes the miss. It's on the ground, and the ball is picked up. They get it out to Landanger. Landanger up ahead to Albrecht. Albrecht will drive. High off glass. It's good. Nearly tied up on one end of the court, but once Kearney High got their hands on it, they ran with it, and they now cut the lead down to 13, and timeout for the Knights. Yep, the Bearcats are still down by 13, but a 6-0 run to start the second half. Starting to come back into it. Timeout Lincoln Southeast back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. 6:38 to go, third quarter. A 6-0 run here for Kearney High. And they still trail Lincoln Southeast 38-25. They're still down by 13, but that does make things a whole lot better. And Jeff Smith kind of understands we can't have the next 6 points coming from Kearney High, so Jake Sammons will get the inbounds. And again, just that little thing, if Kearney High scored the next six, this is an entirely different basketball game. Darius Vick gets it down low, and the jumper's up, rolling around on the rim. And a shot will fall by Jeff Sheets. He's got 10 in the game. Here's Nygren, long deuce, shot no good. Rebound fought for, Shield can't come up with it. It's tipped ahead to Vick. Vick is knocked down, no foul called. Schaus tracks down the ball in the corner, tries to kick it back out. Landanger trying to tie it up. There's white jerseys, black jerseys down there. They finally tie up the ball. It's a scrum down there. And it's great to see a couple of players helping each other up. Brandon Landanger and Darius Vick just kind of help each other up. Both of them were on the ground fighting for the ball, hand-to-hand combat. And then the whistle blows and they help each other up. Inbounds will go to Schaus, alternating possessions. It is going to be Southeast basketball. They kick it left side for Schaus. Schaus picked up by Trey Nygren here with 5:53 to go. Schaus will drive. Schaus off eye of glass, and it's good. He's got four in the game, and a quick 4-0 run here for Lincoln Southeast pushes their lead back out to 17. And again, that quiets the crowd just a little bit. Nygren will hand the ball off to Albrecht. Albrecht drives the lane. Ball is loose in the lane. Picked up. Blocked on the shot. And Shields can't hit it. Shot by Landanger. No good. It hangs on the rim. Falls out of there. And here come the Knights after they snag the bound. Schaus has it. Nygren goes for the steal. Pass. Loose ball. Tipped off glass. Coming up with it is Sheets. Sheets drives. And a shot went in. Another charge. They've called that consistently all night. And the charge collected by Tyler Shields. Again, another good defensive play by Shields. As Southeast wants to drive, wants to penetrate. Jeff Smith does not like the call, but they have been consistent with that call from the time they started the girls' game. The boys' game sometimes is easier to see because the contact's a little harder. In any event, that was a good defensive play there by Tyler Shields. Same officiating crew did both the boys and girls game here. And again, they've been consistent all night with that call. Nygren brings it in the offensive zone, and he slid to a stop on that far side. He just turned it over. So another Kearney High turnover. Now, I mean, they just can't afford. Their margin of error coming into the night was very, very thin. It got even thinner after Lincoln Southeast built a huge early lead. Kearney High whittled it back down, and then 19-point halftime lead. It's now a 17-point lead here with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Driving and dishing to Sheets. They'll kick it back out, though. Schaus has it on the right side for Sheets. Sheets will help work around the perimeter. Sammons has it. Between the circles, they give it to Sheets. Left wing with it is Jackson. Jackson will hand the ball off for Schaus. Schaus would fire the long jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Pulled down by Cody Charlton, and Charlton with the bucket. He's got 4 points in the game, and that 19-point halftime lead has rematerialized. With the basketball, Zach Albrecht. Cats down by 19, 44-25. Left side, Landanger. Landanger on the high post gives it to Albrecht. He gives it into Shields. Shields, strong post move. He's got 9 in the game as he hits that one off glass. Midway through the third quarter. Driving the baseline. Going to be Jackson, and Jackson's pushed as he pushes up the shot. So Jackson will go to the line. This will be his first trip to the free throw line. First trip to the line here in the second half for Lincoln Southeast. And right now, Zach Albrecht talking to him and said, okay, it's a foul, but it should be before the shot. He's pointing where he thought the foul took place. The official does not concur. Jackson will shoot 2. First one's good. And what I find interesting, they only put one Knight down there to help rebound with Jackson. Jackson from the free throw line. Ethan Epley checking in there. He's in there with Albrecht. Also in the game, Nate Stevens. Zach Maloney. And Tyler Shields here for Kearney High. Second free throw by Jackson, also good. He's got 4 in the game. And again, a 19-point lead. Dribbling, Maloney. Maloney enters it down low for Shields. It's tipped. Shields has to dive for the ball. He is fouled. He's going for the ball, and so is Cody Charlton. Charlton's going to be whistled for the foul. Kearney High will inbound it with 3:37 to go, third quarter. 46-27. And with the basketball, going to be Nate Stevens. Stevens with the dribble. Over for Albrecht. They try to enter it in. It's stolen away. Tipped out. Schaus has it. Schaus up ahead to Sammons. Sammons lays it up and in. And one. He hits the shot high off glass and will try to finish off a three-point play.
Number 23, Nate Stevens. Second personal team foul. Two lines for Knights. Number 10, Jake Sullivan.
So it appears that it's going to be all Knights, because I'll tell you what, every time Kearney High answers back, the Knights do something good. Sammons finishes off a three-point play. And in the offensive zone is going to be Nate Stevens. Stevens with the dribble, jump stop from the elbow. Open momentarily, but he didn't know it. Has to get the ball out. Kearney High scrambling for the ball. With it is Maloney. Maloney gets it out here for Albrecht. Cats have not even had a look at the basket here thanks to this defense. Now they kick in the corner. Open is Maloney. His three will not fall, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And that one will go on Lincoln Southeast.
Scott Hagerbomber,
first foul of the game. Checked in just a little bit ago. Picks up a foul with 2:58 to go. Dribbling, Shields, baseline, low floater, Hagerbomber, good pressure there. Rebound being tipped around, it goes out of bounds. Kearney High is going to maintain the possession here. Kearney High down by 22. 49-27. Inbounds, tipped out, Shields got it at midcourt. We'll kick it off on the left side for Albrecht. Albrecht gives it down low for Ethan Epley. Epley backing in. A little post move, puts up the shot. no good. Rebound tipped out to Epley. Tries to lay it off glass, no good. Offensive rebound again, and now Maloli will head to the line after being hit on the arm going up. Snags the rebound. Kearney High battling in underneath. They got the ball down low, got the ball close to the rack. They did not want to give up the ball, and they kept plugging away, got a couple of offensive rebounds, and now they got two free throws after the second foul by Scott Hagemeyer. Free throw up and good for Zach Maloli. Maloli now has 3 points in the game. 49-28. 21-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Second free throw up and good for Maloli. Directing traffic, Jake Sammons. He'll bring it across the timeline. And he'll just get it out for Schaus. Schaus on the right side for Charlton. Back around the perimeter we go. We haven't seen Darius Bick a whole lot here in the second half. I wonder if he's hurt. Schaus has it on the left side. Bick is on the bench, so I don't know why he's not in the game. Sammons has it. Plays a little catch here over with Schaus. He gives it off to Sammons. Sammons and Schaus just playing a little catch here. It's Kearney High going with a little bit of a 2-3 zone. And the pass knocked away. Coming up a loose ball is Albrecht. And Albrecht is going to just let all the traffic clear and bring it into the offensive zone. Less than 2 minutes to go. And right now, Nate Stevens asking for advice from his head coach, Scott Steinberg, what he wants to do here. And Kearney High still has the dribble. And they'll give it off on the right side for Maloli. Now Stevens will step up, fire a three. Not a bad look. It's no good, though. Offensive rebound, laying it up and in is Zach Albrecht. And Albrecht has 6 points in the quarter, 8 points in the game. Kearney High down by 18. They played even here in the third quarter. In fact, they've actually whittled away a little bit of a 19-point lead, but not fast enough to really make a game of it. On the baseline, Jeff Sheets. He finds a backdoor cutter. That's a pretty play as Charlton hits the shot. He's got six in the game. Nice little backdoor cut. Pass right along the baseline as he lays it up and in. Inside of a minute to go here, third quarter. It's 51-31. Lob pass inside for number 41. Albrecht will float in the lane, and his shot is good. Zach Albrecht very much alive and well here in the fourth, in the third quarter. He's got 8 points in the quarter, 10 in the game. And Nate Stevens steps in the passing lane, knocked the ball loose, comes up with it. He'll kick it out. Here's the three by Albrecht. Nobody walked with it first. Great play by Stevens on that far side. I thought they might be able to call the kick, except I think he got his hands on the ball. And if you do that, it is not a kick. Eric Jackson is going to check in here for Southeast. For Kearney High, Tyler Jacobson comes into the game. And Jacobson going to come in for Albrecht, who is absolutely exhausted. He busted his hump there in the third quarter. Final 30 seconds to go of quarter number three. Sammons will bring it across the timeline. Entry pass, driving the lane is Jackson. Jackson walked with it, yeah. I tell you what, nice job there by Taylor Jacobson. Came in, played a little defense, and forced the turnover by Southeast. And Kearney High needing a little help to inbound the ball to toss it in. It's going to be Tyler Shields. And Shields will get the ball to Stevens, and Stevens in the offensive zone. Right now, Southeast just going to go a little man, going to go a little zone here. And with the 13 seconds left, Cats will work the clock a little bit. Maloli playing a little catch, gives it to Stevens, kicks it on the right side. Here's Shields, has his shot blocked by Jackson, and on the run is going to be Charlton. Charlton, high up glass, no good. The tip at the buzzer, no good for Eric Jackson, and that'll do it for three quarters of play. 51-33, Lincoln Southeast with an 18-point lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats will have the basketball first to start the fourth quarter here. They are trailing it by 18. They trail it 51-33. And Brandon Landancher played brilliantly in that first half. He'll start the second. He'll start the fourth quarter just like he did the third. And off the screen, they give it up on the left side to Albrecht. Albrecht, baseline jumper floating around, no good. Rebound taken out there by Darius Vick. We have a Darius Vick sighting. Did not play at all, I don't think, in that third quarter. Or at least very, very little. Jurgensen has it, gives it back to Vick. Vick kicks it off right side. Now Vick gets it back. And Vick looking to bring it down low. Kicks it back top of the circle for Jurgensen. Back to Vick on the right side. Kearney High right now going zone. And trying to see what Lincoln Southeast is going to do with this. Entry pass down low. Knocked down. Great play there by Trey Nygren. And Nygren helps work it up ahead. They get it right side for Stevens. Stevens thought about the three. Defense got there in time, so he will kick it out. Nygren has it. Nygren top of the circle for Albrecht. Albrecht entry pass in for Shields. Shields will one-hander in the lane. Is up and good. Little floater by Tyler Shields. And that Shields now has 11 points in the game. So Shields has 11, and with the ball, number 12, Darius Vick here for Lincoln Southeast. He's just going to play catch with Jurgensen over there, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Back out for Jurgensen. Bounce pass on the baseline. Jumper by Sheets. It's no good. Offensive rebound by Jackson, and Jackson with the bucket. So Eric Jackson snagging the rebound, and he gets the first bucket of the fourth quarter here for Lincoln Southeast. 53-35. Big lead here for the Knights. Entry pass down low for Shields. Shields again, another little floater. That one does not fall, but an offensive rebound by Stevens. Stevens doing hand-to-hand combat down there. Shot won't fall. It was deflected by Jeff Sheets, and Sheets helps work it up ahead to Darius Vick. Vick shot up and no good, and I think we're going to have a foul. Now they're just going to stop the clock because one of the players from Lincoln Southeast lost a shoe. And had Kearney High been in a situation where they would have fast break, they would not have stopped the clock there. But Kearney High, who did get the ball, Tyler Shields had it, but there was a lot of Southeast players up ahead. The officials rightly stopped the clock and allow a player to tie his shoes. How is your shoe so loose in basketball that you lose it? I don't understand that. With the basketball with Shields on the baseline, he gives it to Nygren. Nygren kicks it out. Thinking about the three is Albeck, but he's going to drive instead. His shot is altered by Sheets, and Sheets comes up with the miss. Nice defensive play there by Sheets, and a pretty good drive by Albeck. In the corner, here's the jumper up by Jorgensen. No good, and the rebound goes to Schaus. And so Lincoln Southeast will milk the clock just a little bit more and take the crowd out of it just a little bit more. Darius Vick enters it in. Nice drive here by Jackson. Jackson in the lane is able to dump it to Sheets, and Sheets lays it up and in. Sheets now has 12 points in the game. So Nygren in the offensive zone picks up his dribble. He's in a little bit of trouble, and the pass should have been intercepted by Derek Schaus. And if you don't believe me, you could ask Derek Schaus. He was a little disappointed he didn't come up with that. Kearney High makes some pretty large-scale substitutions. Chris Brown comes back in the game. Ethan Epley into the game. And I didn't see who the third one was. There was three of them that came in. In Browning it is going to be Nygren. I think Nygren came in as well. Albrecht gets the inbounds. We'll kick on the right side for Brown. Brown off of the screen. Now bounce pass back in for Albrecht. Albrecht baseline jumper. No good as it's an air ball. Epley fighting for the rebound, and his hand-to-hand combat might have involved a foul. Yep, it does. So the foul on Ethan Epley, that's going to be his second, sixth as a team here against, only the third as a team here against Kearney High here in the second half. 20-point Lincoln Southeast lead, 55-35. They have proven why they are considered one of about three or four teams that can win Class A this year. Chalice has it on the baseline, kicks it out for Darius Vick, at least the favorites anyway. Obviously, a lot of teams could win it. Right side, Jorgensen. Now bounce pass on the baseline for Sheets. Kicks it back out for Vick. Around the corner it goes. Chalice, his long three is no good. It's another team that's awfully good. It'll be the team that Kearney High plays tomorrow at Fremont. Tough weekend here for Kearney High. Playing some pretty good competition. Jackson kicks left wing for Vick. His three bounces around, no good. Rebound tipped around. Offensive rebound pulled out of there by Jorgensen. Jorgensen now has 11 in the game after that rebound and bucket. Makes for a 22-point lead. We have less than 4 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. So Lincoln Southeast is going to pick up their 12th win of the year. And Kearney High going to fall to 7-5 on the year. With the drive, Chris Brown. Brown has it stripped away by Darius Vick. Vick's on the run, got numbers, lobs it up ahead, and the shot's good by Eric Jackson. Bit of an alley-oop. It wasn't an alley-oop dunk. It was more of an alley-oop layup. In any event, that was a nice pass up ahead by Darius Vick. And Vick, well, he will play at the next level, and it might be at the highest. He might play a little D1 ball. He's only a junior. Here's turnaround three-pointer by Trey Nygren. Nygren drains the three. That's a good-looking shot. That's his first 3 points of the ballgame. And Kearney High has only 5 points here in the quarter. 3 minutes to go, and it is a 21-point lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Southeast playing a little keep-away, catch between Vick and Jorgensen, and now a backdoor cut in underneath by Jeff Sheets. And Sheets with 14 in the game. And we got a timeout by Kearney High. Bearcats calling timeout in part, I believe, to bring in some of the substitutes. We'll check who that is. We'll have, I think, probably five new players here for Kearney High for the final 2:44 to go with the basketball game. It's 61-38. Southeast with the lead over the Cats. We're back after this.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, we mentioned it yesterday. We mentioned it a little bit ago that the Bearcats, after taking on 11-2 Lincoln Southeast, and I misspoke, Lincoln Southeast will now move to 12-2 on the year. It doesn't get a whole lot easier as they travel to Fremont, and Fremont, pretty strong basketball team, as they're coming in at 9-3. So this is a tough weekend here for Kearney High. And tomorrow, we'll remind you, we'll have coverage of Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg, the girl-boy doubleheader, tomorrow afternoon. And I don't have my sheet in front of me. I think the girls' game tips off around 4:30, a little bit earlier start for that game. And we'll have that for you right here on ESPN 1460. Logan Wirtz checked into the game a little bit ago. He has the ball in the hands of Stevens. Now back out to Wirtz. He'll fire the three. No good. Derek Schreiner with the rebound. Won't fall. And Tyler Jacobson is going to whistle for the foul over the back. And the only Bearcat I haven't mentioned who's out there right now is Zane Bebb. Actually, they're going to call a foul against Lincoln Southeast. I think the referees come together. My vantage point, I would think it's Southeast basketball, but Logan Wirtz is standing underneath the basket hoping to inbound it. Well, if it's a foul, then Kearney High would go to the line. Yeah, that's what they're discussing. To the line is going to be Nate Stevens. Stevens level 1-1. That's the seventh team foul here on Lincoln Southeast. So the Knights commit their seventh foul. Free throw was up and good for Stevens. Stevens now has 6 points in the game. He had five in the first half, all of them in the first quarter. He's part of a little comeback. Bearcats fell behind early. They were able to cut that lead back down to six. Rebound tipped around. Jacobson comes up with it. Put the shot. It is blocked by Jeff Sheets. He's still out there. And Sheets did not start. He's played a fair amount. I don't think he's probably plays a lot of minutes, as witnessed by the fact that he's still out there. But he's had a nice little run here for Lincoln Southeast. And Sheets, a senior, you know, in a sense, leaving that eligibility around. Tanner Morton checking in here for Lincoln Southeast, and Morton's going to inbound it. I feel like a rebel because I have longer hair than Tanner Morton. In fact, I have hair, so I have more than Tanner Morton. Grant Tesmer gets the inbound, so he'll give it to Morton in the left side. He kicks it to Doggett. Doggett, back inside, pass is tipped off the hands of Stevens. And out of bounds. Stevens, good job getting those hands in the passing lane. And with 2:08 to go, the inbounding is going to be Ryan Severs here for Lincoln Southeast. He gets it to Doggett, back to Stevens. Stevens, nice entry pass down low for Hagerbaumer. Hagerbaumer is fouled on the backside by Jacobson. Jacobson just kind of rolls his eyes. He didn't really necessarily agree with the call, but did not say a word. Tyler Jacobson has big eyes. You can see it when they roll. Doggett with the inbounds. Kicks left corner for Morton. Morton gives it off. Here's the three-pointer for Severs. No good. Morton gets the rebound and another foul. This one is going to be whistled on Jacobson as well. So Jacobson right in the fray. He's picked up three fouls here pretty quick. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Tanner Morton. So after the game, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll talk with head coach Scott Steinbrook about tonight's game. And it just didn't go the way Kearney High wanted the game to be played. They fell behind early and just really couldn't get back into it. Morton's second free throw was up and good. 62-39, less than 2 minutes to go here. Logan Worth with the dribble, picked up defensively by Doggett. Worth kicks it out, thinking about the three momentarily was Bebb. Worth has the dribble back again, gives it over for Stevens. Posting up is Bebb in underneath. Backdoor cut for Worth. His shot will not fall, but nice backdoor play. It's going to send Logan Worth to the free throw line. He'll have two shots. Nice little kick back out, and immediately the back door play, and the 5'10 junior will step to a line. Logan Wirtz will shoot two. The first one is on the way and good. Makes a 22-point ball game. Lincoln Southeast 62, Kearney High 40. Make it 41 as Wirtz hits both free throws. And with the ball is number two, Tyler Doggett here for Lincoln Southeast. He crosses the bare paw at midpoint. And working into the right corner for Morton. Back around the perimeter, they swing it. Doggett will fire the three, hits an air ball. Zane Bebb tiptoes the line, maintains the possession, and gets the ball out to Logan Wirtz. Wirtz gives it left side for Stevens. Stevens will drive a little hook. It's bouncing all over, and it will not fall. That's just kind of how the night's gone for the Bearcats. Severs pulls down the rebound. And here comes Southeast. They kick it right wing for Doggett. Back for Morton. Morton fires a quick three. It is well off the mark. And fighting for the rebound is Jorgensen. He couldn't come up with it. Southeast will get the rebound, kick it out to Severs. He'll fire the long three. No good. Stevens comes out of there with it. And quickly to get it to Zane Bebb. Bebb, high off last shot. Will not fall. Rebound tipped into the hands of Hagerbaumer. And Hagerbaumer will just hand the ball off here for Doggett. With 33 seconds to go, 62-41, Southeast in command. Tesmer in the lane, kicks it left side for Morton. Morton jumper, back of the iron, no good. Bebb with the rebound, gives it to Stevens. 20 seconds to go. We'll see if Kearney High milks the clock here. Wirtz has it, takes it on the baseline, gets it out to the open shooter. That's Jacobson. His 15-footer won't fall. Rebound by Hagerbaumer, had it stolen away, and now Wirtz has it. 6 seconds left off the screen. Wirtz gets it down low. Here's Jacobson. Bunny hook, no good. St. Bev at the buzzer with the tip, and that's your final score. 62-43 as Lincoln Southeast with the win tonight over the Bearcats. The Bearcats played it even in the second half. They trail by 19 at halftime, and they fall to Lincoln Southeast by 19. 62-43. Is your final. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game show and hopefully be able to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach here at Kearney High, We'll do that when we come back to the post-game show right after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats fall here in boys basketball to Lincoln Southeast, and one of the more highly touted teams in the state. Southeast wins it 63. I keep doing that. 62-43 is our final. Let's check the numbers here for Lincoln Southeast. Leading the way for them, as they did have three players in double figures tonight. Jeff Sheets led the way, did not start, but finished with 14 points on the night. 11 points for J.D. Jurgensen, 10 points for Darius Vick, and all of them came in the first half here for Vick. Jake Sammons finished with 6, another 6 for Cody Charlton off the bench, 2 for Grant Tesmer, 4 for Derek Schaus, 1 point for Tanner Morton, and Eric Jackson with 8 points here in the ball game as well. So once again, your leading scorers here for Lincoln Southeast, 14 for Sheets, 11 for Jurgensen, 10 for Vick, 8 for Eric Jackson. Now for Kearney High, they had a couple players in double digits. Leading the way, Tyler Shields. Shields finished with 11 points on the night to go with unofficially 6 rebounds on the evening. 10 points for Zach Albrecht. Almost all of them came in the third quarter. He had 8 of his 10 points in that third quarter, as he really was a man possessed in that quarter. So 11 for Shields, 10 for Albrecht. And then after that, it's pretty much done by committee. Logan Wirtz, late in the game, finished with 2 points. Brandon Landanger had 5 at halftime, scored all of them in that second quarter, played very well in that quarter. He had 5 points, 6 points for Nate Stevens, most of that in the first half. Trey Nygren finished with 3 points. He hit a late 3 in the ball game. 4 points for Zach Maloli, and then 2 for Zane Bebb late in the game, in kind of a mop-up role here for Kearney High. So for the Bearcats, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. Well, it does get a whole lot easier. Lincoln Southeast is just that good. But it won't be an easy task tomorrow when they travel to Fremont, as they travel to take on the Tigers. Fremont began the night tonight with a record of 9-3 on the year. And we'll remind you that tomorrow we will have high school basketball, but we'll be doing the Kearney Catholic doubleheader against Gothenburg, and that will be late in the afternoon. And the boys game, I think, is scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The girls are scheduled for 4, so we'll have high school basketball tomorrow. It will be the Stars playing host to the Gothenburg Swedes. And then, of course, on Sunday, right here on ESPN 1460. We'll have the NFC and the AFC championship games for you. And, of course, that'll be the prelude for the Super Bowl, the big game that'll come up 2 weeks from Sunday as well. Once again, our final here in boys basketball, 62-43, Kearney falling tonight to Lincoln Southeast. You've been listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Show. MISCO's has some great ski apparel. Red Ledge ski coats are half off. They also have Red Ledge ski pants on sale as well. Wigwam stocking caps are half off. They also have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and all shoes on sale as well. MISCO Sports, downtown on the bricks. See them before the games begin. We're going to take one last break, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Steinbrook, who is talking with his team. And if he is able to make it out of the locker room in time, we'll talk to him before we go off the air. But in any event, we're going to take one last break. Hopefully we'll be able to talk with the coach. We'll do that as we continue the MISCO Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, your final score, the Bearcats fall to Lincoln Southeast 62-43. And joining me now is head basketball coach at Kearney High, Scott Steinbrook. And, Coach, that's a pretty good basketball team you faced tonight.
That's a real good basketball team. You know, up until a week ago, they were regarded as probably the number one team in the state. If they're not number one, they're awfully darn close. But, you know, we talked before the game in our pregame interview about what's one or two things to look for. And we talked about full-court defense and transition. And they overwhelmed us literally in the first 3 minutes of the game. I think we crossed half court maybe twice, and we scored both times. And it's 14-4 before we can even catch our breath. And they just took us, they set the tempo right away, and just outplayed us right from the opening tip tonight.
And it was one of those things. Is like they were dazed. I mean, you could really literally see that in a lot of even some of your veteran players. It's like the deer in the headlights look kind of really literally happened.
Yeah, and that's disappointing with as many varsity basketball games as these guys have played. You know, we played at Lincoln Southeast last year. We beat Lincoln High last year at our place. We've played teams of this level before, and I don't know if our kids were just too fired up in front of probably the biggest home crowd we're going to have all year, but we just didn't come out and execute the first 3 or 4 minutes. And you can't lose a game in the first 3 or 4 minutes. So you can make life awfully tough when you're down double digits, you know, just a couple minutes into the game. To our kids' credit, we came back at the end of the first quarter, cut it to 6, but then Southeast went on another big run right at the start of the fourth quarter and just, you know, kind of...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The first 3 minutes, really one of the key moments of the game. But also that second quarter, you ran into you got the ball across midcourt a little bit more, but they really did run, held you guys to only 5 points in that second quarter. And then, you know, the combination of those two elements, you look up and you're down by 19 at halftime, and they played very well in the second half. They played them even in the second half, but it was an entirely different game at that point.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm proud of the fact that our kids, we won the third quarter, and I think they outscored us by a couple in the fourth quarter. But Southeast took the pedal off the gas a little bit there, not maybe intentionally, but when you're up 20 or 25 points in the first half, it's just only natural to relax a little bit, knowing that you're probably, no matter what happens in the second half, going to win the game. But I'll give our kids a lot of credit. They battled. We played even with Southeast in the second half, but I told them in the locker room, I'm tired of giving that speech. I'm tired of giving that speech about, you know, hey, good job on the effort. We need to start translating effort and execution and leadership into seeing some results on the court here. And good news is we can play tomorrow. Bad news is we got to go to Fremont against another top 10 level team that's playing awfully well right now.
Yeah, but that's also, that's a great way to get this taste of this game out of your mouth by going in there and maybe going out there and steal one. You talk a little bit about leadership and somebody doing something by example. I thought Zach Albrecht that third quarter really showed, played some of the best moments of basketball he's played all year.
Yeah,
he's played some pretty good basketball all year.
Yeah, he's one of our senior leaders. He's a guy that's been in a lot of big games in basketball, been in a lot of big games in football, and we really challenged him at halftime. He's kind of the heartbeat of this team. I mean, he's the heart and soul. He's the leader. And I thought he stepped up and he answered the call. So I was really proud of Zach to see that in the second half. The trick is now we get to see that right from the start, and hopefully we'll see that right away tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you can do on the road what Southeast was able to do. I think an early quick start tomorrow will be very good about getting this team to kind of feel good about themselves again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because if we come down and get down to Fremont early tomorrow, they're going to start kind of remembering what happened here, you know, against Lincoln Southeast. So you're right, a quick start is key. And we don't necessarily have to come out and be up 20-2, but just playing steady, playing smart, getting the ball inside, taking care of the basketball. All those little things that you can sometimes get away with if you're playing against a team that maybe, you know, isn't as talented or isn't as athletic. But when you're playing a team like Southeast, any sort of free basket you give them off of turnovers or off of, you know, off of transition, you can't afford to give a great team like Southeast, you know, opportunities like that. We gave them a whole bunch of opportunities in the first quarter, and we paid for it.
And, again, our final score is 62-43, Lincoln Southeast over Kearney High. Coach Steinbrook, appreciate the time. Go get him tomorrow.
Thanks, appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Once again, our final 62-43. That'll do things. Appreciate you joining us. Again, we'll have a boy-girl doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. Kearney Catholic, Gothenburg, right here on ESPN 1460. And, of course, the two conference championship games in the NFL on Sunday afternoon. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks for joining us. And once again, our finals, a 19-point loss for the boys, but the girls do win 48-43. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.